Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A very special edition of What's on Your Mind. The 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, will join us today on this show in our talk radio town hall. As you know, Senator Kevin Cramer, every Friday, comes on the talk radio town hall all across the What's on Your Mind family of stations, heard in five states and two Canadian provinces, and takes calls for an hour. No senator ever does that. He does it every week. This week, he has a very special guest. So an hour from now, you're going to hear the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, on this program. Really looking forward to that today, okay? In the meantime, I want you to talk about whatever you want to talk about today on the program, okay? We didn't get to everything we wanted to talk about yesterday, so this is a good opportunity to just lay it on me. And we'll do the radio graffiti today. First-time callers go to the front of the line. One first-time caller will get a prize on me. Could be my book, Grassroots, A Common Sense Action Agenda for America. Could be Mike Lindell's book. Could be a MyPillow. Could be a pair of slippers. I don't know. We'll have some fun with it. First-time callers, front of the line today. Let Daniel know, hey, I'm a first-time caller. I'd love to get on right away. But we welcome all of our callers, all of our listeners to join the conversation. Couple of ways to do that, very easy. Call us right now at 701-258-0550. Let me repeat myself, 701-258-0550. Or you can text us, 701-237-1590. Salmon Dickinson, Jake and Williston, but first, Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, going to update Kevin and I on how another blizzard looks for portions of our listening area and beyond today and into the weekend. Dino, what's happening?
Well, it's kind of messy across the state. Let's say no travel advised from Bontineau down to Carrington and eastward into the valley. Anywhere in that general area, no travel is advised. That is going to be spreading south. That's where the worst conditions are right now, with blowing snow and extremely reduced visibility. That should be spreading southward into the southern valley as we head throughout the rest of the morning. So conditions will continue to deteriorate across the state. Western part of the state not as bad. Southwestern part of the state not as bad either. No snow on the ground there, so that's one of the reasons. We're looking at a blizzard warning continuing for the valley up all the way towards Devil's Lake with just horrible driving conditions. Stay put if you can. No reason to get out and risk driving in near zero visibility. And the blizzard warning remains in effect through the afternoon. Now, conditions will improve a little bit. Visibilities will come up a little bit as we head into the evening hours, but not until then. We're going to mix in some what we call convective snow showers. And what that is a heavy burst of snow. And again, that will reduce visibility as well. That will be throughout the entire valley, widespread. Not everybody's going to see them. But if you get caught under one, you're going to see a lot of snow in a short period of time and reduce visibility. After all this blows through this evening, we'll calm things down a little bit overnight tonight. We'll drop down to a low of about 9 below, and we'll see winds much lighter out of the west at about 5 to 15. Winds ramp up again tomorrow out of the southeast, gusting over 30 at times, so more blowing snow, a little reduced visibility during the day tomorrow, but a little warmer, highs in the upper 20s, even as you get off into the north-central part of the state, even up towards Bontineau. Temperatures tomorrow should be in the 30s. Not bad. A little warm-up. But then the temperatures crash as we head into Sunday. Cold front swings through. Temperatures falling throughout the day. Maybe a few snow showers and light snow. And then we're back into the cold weather to start off next week with highs only in the single digits. So best advice today, stay put. Just not worth it. It's almost a repeat of what we had last Friday, except a little more widespread across the state.
Just looking at a road report map here in North Dakota. Looks like mid South Central, I guess, North Dakota, and I'm talking south below 94, is about the only untouched area. But, that, you know, it's... so
that will go downhill. That'll go downhill as we head throughout the morning.
Yeah, but the whole, I mean, you got a big chunk, a lot of slippery conditions around Bismarck, Mandan, but really no travel advice for the whole, you know, north, east quadrant of North Dakota. And we're talking, as you say, in almost the middle of the state on over, all the way down to just north of Valley City, Jamestown. So it's treacherous out there and going to get worse. Dean, thank you for the update. Appreciate it. Be careful this weekend, folks, traveling. Road conditions already select. Dean Wysocki, our What's On Your Mind chief meteorologist. Let's get to your calls on What's On Your Mind. Sam and Dickinson, you got a minute. Go.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning to you.
Hey, listen, just real quick, but I want to talk about oil production in North Dakota. And about 2 years ago, I called in, and this happened. We've pretty much lost all our production in our rigs for quite a while here. Now we're starting to get some of them back. But the problem is staffing. You know, nobody really wants to be in North Dakota, and we lost all our talent when we had to pull all the rigs out. So my proposal back then, and I hold to it, is I think that we should, as North Dakotans, understand that we are a world player in this oil market now, and we should build 10 to 12 big, beautiful, national strategic oil reserves right here in North Dakota. Keep our talent, keep drilling. What do you think?
Well, I think we already have a strategic petroleum reserve. It's called the Bakken.
Yeah, but the problem is there's no storage capacity. Everything has to ship, and we're getting penalized for every doggone barrel of oil we produce.
How are we being penalized?
Shipping costs. Routine.
But if you had a reserve, you still have shipping costs, wouldn't you? If you had all kind of storage capacity, ultimately it still has to be shipped at some point, doesn't it?
No. We control our resources at that point. You want it, you come get it. I'm talking 10 to 12 locations. Each one as big as our current one in Maryland, for crying out loud. Come on, guys.
Well, how do you come get it?
How do you come and get it?
I buy Sam's oil.
To it, you bring rail to it. You bring your own truck.
Well, we already have that.
In addition to that, we build two of our own refineries. Yeah, people can get it. Darn right they will. You build it, they'll come.
Right, but refineries producing, it's still got to get it to market, right? So then you'd now have to have the refined product get back to the population centers, because like with most things in North Dakota, we don't have the population center, right? We're an energy exporter. We have way more energy than we can use. I like how you're thinking, Sam. Don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to kind of walk through some of the logic there, but I think keeping people busy, whether all oil prices are up or oil prices down, is something we ought to lean into a little bit. I think recruiting people here, I like all of it. I like all of it. All right, Jake in Williston, you got a minute. Go, Jake.
Good morning, Scott. Say, I heard something pretty crazy about January 6th, and don't hold me to this. I don't know if it's true, but I heard the lawyers for the folks being held in jail were wanting all of the video footage from the Capitol. And I don't know who's telling the lawyers this, if it's people from the Capitol or prosecutors or whatever, but they're telling these lawyers that they can't have the video footage from the Capitol because Washington, D.C. is a sovereign nation. Well, if you're a sovereign nation and you haven't been under the federal rule of the United States of America, what rule have you been under? I don't know if this is true, but, you know, I know you can talk to some people about that and find out if it is true. If it is, holy cow.
Yeah, I know that the video has been very, very hard to get, and they're using some sort of bogus reason. I've not heard what you're talking about, that it is not being released because of D.C. being sovereign or whatever. And I would say this: if D.C. wants to be sovereign, let D.C. be sovereign, and no more tax money. You do your own deal, and you're on your own. D.C. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya, D.C. But I have not heard that excuse, Jake. But I know this: the video was not released. Some of it initially has dripped out a little bit, but they've got a long ways to go in that regard. think we should make a note here, Super Producer, to ask this question of Kelly Armstrong when he's on next week, because, of course, he was originally on the January 6th committee and then pulled off of it because Nancy Pelosi wanted to decide who was on and who was off. So, interesting, Jake. Appreciate the call. A Bismarck caller wants to talk about the schools. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes, I have great grandchildren in a middle school and a high school in Bismarck. Uh-huh. And the one in the middle school, there are two girls that were dating each other, and they wanted to be married. And the teacher facilitated them sending out invitations, having flowers, and a ceremony over the noon hour in the cafeteria. And that troubles me that we would let that go on in a middle school. As old as they are, there are eighth graders. And I don't know, I just know that happened. I don't know behind the scenes if parents
I have a couple of questions on this. So if you don't mind hanging on, we'll finish this conversation in just a few moments. I want to ask you some more about it.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI bin dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI bins, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
For years, Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
By our friends at Action Movers. Moving soon? You want to move with pros. Professionally trained, background check. This is extremely important. And Action Movers has been North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. If you call them at 566-5532, mention Scott, you'll get the best deal. And low local move rates from the best movers in the state. Think about that. And if you're looking for a great job, warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, no experience necessary, part-time and full-time positions, pass a background check, you're in. Have a CDL, great opportunities. And they have actually local, regional, and over-the-road opportunities, including a plan to help you become an owner-operator. Stop at one of their offices, Action Movers Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, or call 701-566-5532. What's on your mind? President Donald Trump is coming up on the program today. I wonder what he'll say.
Let me just tell you, Joe, I've done more in 47 months. I've done more than you've done in 47 years, Joe.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, that is absolutely true. But you know what?
Elections have consequences. We have the Senate. We have the White House. And we have a phenomenal nominee,
yeah,
respected by all.
Yeah. Remember that? Three nominees.
Yeah.
Three nominees.
You bet.
We're about to have a nominee by Democrat Joe Biden. That's where I agree with him. Elections have consequences, for sure. All right. By the way, open phone in this first hour. We're putting first-time callers to the front of the line, and let Daniel know when you're a first-time caller, okay? We'll have a random selected first-time caller winner today on What's on Your Mind. Also, a guy by the name of Donald Trump next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall, so stay tuned for that. John Phelan's going to join us at the end of this hour to talk about inflation, which has a national focus, but also the state's forecast surplus, which is more locally focused. So a couple of things, the latest inflation numbers, and then a little bit about the forecast surplus. Kevin Flynn joining us today from his palatial lakeside estate in Frazee, Minnesota today, because he didn't want to get stuck in this blizzard. I don't blame you. Questions or comments, welcome. For us today, here's the telephone number, 701-258-0550. One more time, nice and slow, 258-0550. And you can also text us, 701-237-1590. All right, back to the caller from Bismarck. If I heard you correctly, you have family attending Bismarck schools, one of them in middle school. You heard a story from one of those middle school classes where two girls in the class decided they wanted to be married. These are middle school students, so young girls deciding they want to be married. And the teacher says to the class, great idea. Let's send out invites. Let's get you flowers, and let's have that wedding right here in class. Is that what I heard? Is all that correct?
Well, pretty much correct. They had it at noon hour in the cafeteria. And I don't know who was invited or if parents knew or anything. I'm a first-time caller, so I'm a little bit nervous here. But that's the one thing I wanted to let everybody know, that should not be happening in our school system. I can't hardly believe it. And then the other thing is there's a girl in the senior high school that thinks she's a dog or is identifying as a dog, and she goes around the school on all fours with a dog collar and a leash on. And, I mean, I just don't know how these things can be tolerated in Bismarck's school system.
I just, again, Kevin, sounds like The Onion, Babylon Bee. I get...
Exactly what I was thinking. It's another punchline. It's real.
I get the world we're living in, and I understand there's a lot of confusion out there, but... In the case of the individual representing as a dog, there's clearly some mental health issues there should be dealt with, and that would seem to me would be a complete disruption to educating other children. So that is malfeasance on a huge level by that school administration and everything else. Can you tell me what school this is in, both the wedding and the...
The wedding was at Horizon Middle School. And the dog is at Century High School. And I have great-grandchildren that have witnessed that in both places.
You know, and you wonder why private schools are full to the brim. This is what public education has become. I'm very concerned about...
It's scary.
I'm very concerned about Bismarck schools. And more than even what you just described here, the fact that there's no accountability... That the superintendent does not return calls from this program. We hear about these things. We call. We ask. There was a
ridiculous speaker brought in for a critical race theory indoctrination of middle school teachers. And their only excuse that they back-channeled to us was, well, the teachers could opt out if they didn't want to go. Oh, never mind, you know, that you've got somebody that's big on the 1816 Project teaching, you know, in service to middle school teachers. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, what the heck?
What the heck is right?
People got to wake up. People got to wake up.
Your teachers, this is not what you're being paid to teach.
Look, that is not your job.
Most kids can't afford to go to private schools, you know?
Well, one thing I'll tell you about private schools. Our kids went to private school, and there were many kids in private school that were from the poorest of poor families. I've not known one private school that doesn't have the ability to say, hey, if you want to leave the public school, we'll find a way to make sure your tuition's covered. I've never known that. So don't let that be the reason you don't do it. But that's not an easy thing. Kids and friends and, you know, all those things are tough. You said it. People got to wake up. And I would want every Bismarck school board member to say, this is okay. And if it's okay, guess what? You get a bunch of neighbors together and you say, do you think it's okay? Because these school board members think it's okay. And guess what? That's going to be the reason they're not elected again, ever. This is in the hands of the school board and the administration. They need to take responsibility for this. And I would love to know. Here's my big question for the Horizon Middle School wedding over the noon hour of two young girls, middle school students, not old enough to make these decisions.
Right.
Did their parents know about this?
Exactly.
Were their parents notified?
Exactly.
Or did you do this outside the parents even having any knowledge of it?
I will bet you they did not.
Yeah, that's what I wondered, too. I don't know that. I don't know if the parents knew. I don't know how many kids were at that wedding. I heard they send out invitations to it, so not everybody was included.
How nice. Yeah.
And the teacher arranged for flowers. I mean, gosh sakes, I was floored. I was floored.
Meanwhile, where are our reading rates and our mathematics, and where are we at with all that?
Right,
you know.
Right.
You know, I must also say this. I'm. You know what? I guess we'll all understand this someday when we leave this world. I don't. I can't put my mind around it. But I know that this is. This is a thing. Sorry, Joe Biden. This is a thing. But here's the deal. The term I'm going to use will offend some people, but I'm going to say it. We are normalizing this kind of behavior. When a teacher says, oh, you two girls want to get married as middle school? Oh, how wonderful. Let's order flowers. Let's get invites out. Let's do the wedding in front of the whole Horizon class for lunch. You're saying to everybody else, this is okay. This is okay. While I would never want any of these girls to be ostracized, it is not normal. It is not biblical. Appreciate the call. Here, Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail, we had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some of the peaceful Freedom Convoy protesters in Canada against COVID mandates by the Canadian government have been arrested. Leaders Chris Barber and Tamara Leach have been taken into custody. Tammy, a day before she was arrested, knew the repercussions for standing up for freedom.
I'll probably be going somewhere tomorrow where I'll be getting 3 square meals a day. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. And I want you to know that I'm not afraid. It is breaking my heart. You guys I just want you to stay strong.
Ukraine accused Russia-backed separatists in the countries east of more ceasefire violations on Friday. Escalation in eastern Ukraine is further raising tensions between the Kremlin and the West. Moscow state media is reporting Russia's military will be conducting large-scale drills involving its nuclear forces starting Saturday. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Guess who is coming up in minutes?
It's China's fault. It should have never happened.
Yeah, and you know the thing.
You know the thing.
Right. Joe is probably not happy that he's going to be here, but he's going to be here on the program today. So stay tuned for that coming up. We'll ask what he. I think we should ask the president what he thinks about how the stories about him are being reported, and also Hillary Clinton and this John Durham report, the special counsel of the United States Department of Justice. I'm guessing he's going to say something.
You are fake news.
Something along those lines. So Donald Trump, he's just teasing you a little bit about what's to come for the hour and the talk radio town hall next hour. Brought to you today by friends of mine, fellow Mike Lindell. Another story in the New York Post this morning. Mike Lindell is dropping pillows with little parachutes into Canada. You can't make it up. These media have so easy to punk, and then they just follow the pack. That's why we love them. That's why we buy his products. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Reward this man for exposing the insanity that's going on in this country right now and the lack of any journalistic integrity in the media. It's unbelievable. Texter suggests, based on the call from Bismarck, that John Lee would be a good guest. He's the president of the Bismarck School Board. I know John Lee owns the Bread Poet. And so I'm definitely going to put in that request. We've given up on asking the superintendent of Bismarck Public Schools, Hornbacher, to come on. They're not interested in being accountable to the news media at all. Not anybody that's going to ask tough questions. So really appreciate that call from our Bismarck listener. We're on it, okay? Larry in Minot, first-time caller as well. Go ahead, Larry.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for calling.
That last caller, this is happening in Minot, too. My granddaughter showed me a picture of this girl. She had tattoos all over her body, piercings all over her face. She had one on each side of her tongue, and her tongue was split like a snake.
Oh, my.
And she's in school. And boys can't even wear a cap. You know, it's these girls can do anything. But anyway, I'm calling about ethanol. Two nights ago on Gutfield, my nighttime comedy show, he was saying that ethanol puts out more pollution than regular gasoline. And I've never heard that, and I was kind of shocked when I heard that.
Yeah, I think that is a story that's circulated for decades that has been proven wrong many times. There's always talk about the energy it takes to produce it, you know, reduces the benefit that you get from. Here's the deal. I think everything that needs to be known about ethanol is known, and everybody needs to make a decision for themselves. I am an ethanol fan. I love unleaded 88. It's the perfect mix for me, and it is something you can do with what is it, 2003 and newer vehicles. You don't need a flex fuel vehicle, and you save money on gas, which, by the way, with Joe Biden...
You know the thing.
...and gas prices right now, you really want to save every penny you can. But the biggest reason I like it, in addition to just people should have choice at the pump, Larry, is that it's made with corn. And so you have another value-added opportunity for our corn growers, which helps the small towns all across North Dakota where these plants are. The Underwoods, the Castletons, the Hankinsons, the Richardtons. I like that. But, it's America. Everybody ought to have a choice. But I think that story you're talking about specifically has been debunked a few times that the Fox News host is talking about.
I was just curious because I worked at those plants. So I was just... I never heard that before, and it just, kind of shocked me. I got another thing, too, about...
Go ahead, Larry.
About 6 weeks ago, you had the school board lady that had set some money into the national thing, and she didn't know how much she sent in. You should have called her out on that. She's a liar. She knew exactly how much they paid in. There's only four or five people in that office, and she doesn't know, and she's the head of the office.
Well, I hesitate to call a guest a liar if I don't have first-hand information that what they're saying is not true. But I think your point is the same. It's fair to say, you don't know. Put me on hold and go find it. I wasn't real impressed with the answer from the State School Board Association related to the obvious collusion, that's the word I'll use, that they had with the White House and with the School Board Association nationally to come out and say people going to school board meetings were terrorists and we needed more law enforcement. And, it was awful. And by the way, a lot of state school board associations did decouple. The answer was from North Dakota School Board Association was, we've already paid our dues and we'll just see. We've already paid them anyway. Maybe we'll opt out at some other point. Seemed a little mamby-pamby to me, for sure, Larry. But yeah. it's a good reminder to maybe circle back and see what they're doing now. So you're a first-time caller, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold and get your information. We're going to call you after the show and see what product you'd like. So give us your email and your phone number. And, Larry, thanks for listening today. We appreciate it. Daniel, if you could take that on line four, that'd be great. Scott Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. First-time caller traveling through a blizzard. Go ahead, Scott.
This is Todd, Scott.
Hey, Todd. Oh, I'm sorry. I got the wrong info there. Go ahead, Todd.
And I'm just not driving through the blizzard. I just wanted to explain my situation. I have a son that lives in Fargo. We were planning to be in Castleton tonight at the Governor's Inn for our granddaughter's birthday. We had two rooms, and we were hoping that we could stick it out, but we just don't want to travel in this weather right now. So we called in to see if we could get it canceled and at least get maybe a certificate for another stay. But unfortunately, they won't let us do it. And I know their policy is 24 hours. But when you live in North Dakota and things like this happen, I sure wish that people would actually have some type of consideration. I've owned a business before, and I always had consideration towards my customers. But now we have to plan another weekend down there, which will not be at the Governor's Inn because they're going to have $320 of mine that I won't be able to use. We'll go someplace else. So I just wanted to take a shout out for the Governor's Inn that we're very disappointed. My guess is we would have spent a lot more money there with the restaurant and the lounge too. So that's my beef for today. I go and I'm looking forward to listening to Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's coming up, and I don't
blame customer service is on life support, it seems. I mean, really, all around everywhere. It's just customer service. What happened?
We probably would have let it go, because they'd probably be able to sell that room again, both rooms.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and, I always say when things like that happen, the person making the decision likely isn't the owner.
Absolutely. You bet.
They're not the owner. It's like the people that you go into a restaurant that's open till 10 o'clock, and at 9:45, they're all tearing down, taking everything out, and you walk in there and say, okay, I want to pick up this to go. Oh, no, we shut down the grill. You obviously don't own this place. It's quite obvious. Yeah.
It says here I can't give you a refund. And
right,
sorry.
Yeah. I would send an email and hope they do the right thing. And if anybody knows the folks there in a blizzard, not a good look. Scott, appreciate the call. Thank you. Tim Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, I want to talk about Hovind, but first five states and two Canadian provinces and iHeartRadio. I was debating about whether to call in today. And Terry from Hoopole called on he's listening to iHeart in Washington State, and he says, are you going to call in today? So here it goes. The other day when Hovind was on, you asked him what he thought about replacing Mitch McConnell, and he gave the same answer that he gives to a lot of questions that you've asked him when he's on occasionally, and that answer is blah, 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 for a whole minute, and you don't know what he said. Kramer and Armstrong, on the other hand, they answer questions directly, and they don't give you the blah, blah answer. So Hovind needs to go, too. And then I saw a thing on TV about a lady in Canada protesting the trucker convoy, and they interviewed her and said, why is she protesting it? And she said, because the guys in the convoy are after power and control. How could anybody be that completely wrong? That they're after power and control. Was she a plant, or is she just totally that ignorant? And then I have a question. Did you get that text I sent you about the Norwegian Bible down at the King Sal Museum?
I don't remember seeing anything about a Norwegian Bible. I would have leaned into that one. Sorry. Tell me quickly.
Well, I sent you a text with pictures, and I was at the King Saddle Museum in Gillette, Wyoming, and I noticed this 1880-something or another Bible, gold-plated, and it was donated by a family from Oaks, North Dakota, and this Norwegian, and the Eikenson family, I think, is the ones that donated it. And the lady told, and I said to the lady, hey, I'm from North Dakota. What do you got this North Dakota Bible here for? And she says, hey, that's one of my most favorite things in the whole museum. And she said, I had some Norwegians here a while back, and she said, I actually opened the display case and showed it to them.
Wow.
And so I was asking you to do a little follow-up on your program sometime, and I sent you the name of the guy and a picture of his farm that owned the Bible, and then the Eikenson family is the one that loaned it. So
very interesting. I will check it out.
Cool.
I know. I usually catch up on the text on the weekend. I don't know if you sent it to the 701-237-1590. Yeah, we'll find it. But some people still send them to my personal text, and I get caught up, but it's just we get so many of them. I apologize. We don't get to them all. Let's see here. Who is next? We got to go to South Dakota for a first-time caller. Front of the line, we promise. So, George, lay it on me.
Hi, guys. Per usual, your program is awesome. I appreciate your stand on pertinent everything. I agree with it 100%. Anyway, what I would like to mention today would be interesting for the people from North Dakota. As we celebrated Russia's passing a year ago yesterday, I believe it was, back in 94, I think it was September of 94, when Earl Pomeroy was in the, as a politician, anyway, his nephew called in. He had to stay home from school with laryngitis. And anyway, but he was able to call in and got in on the Rush Limbaugh program, and it was awesome. I think he was probably 12 or 13 years old at the time, Earl's nephew. Anyway, it was, and it can be Googled and found. It's pretty good. My kids did that for me shortly after Russia's passing. But anyway, I just thought that would be a little note that the people from North Dakota might appreciate.
We'll dig that up. I remember it, and so does Earl Pomeroy, because when I brought it up to him before, it's not one of his fondest memories, just put it that way. But that was absolutely hilarious. It really was.
Yeah.
And so I wonder where his nephew is now. Maybe we could get a little reunion.
I think he was from Valley City at the time. I think that's where he was at, lived. But anyway, I don't imagine dinner at the Thanksgiving table that year was all that great if they got together.
Yeah, I love it, though. That's fun. Hopefully still on the right side, you know, and that was hilarious, actually. Thank you, George. Appreciate it very much. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
People ask me, who can I trust in the media?
It's a good question. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media, and 65% of Republicans don't trust them at all. The source I trust is Newsmax. I go online at Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV all the time. I even download the free Newsmax app on my smartphone so I can see it anywhere I am. Nielsen recently reported that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. That is huge, folks. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax. Start every day with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty. And the team at night is great. Eric Bowling, Chris Salcido, Sean Spicer, Lindsey Keith, Greg Kelly, Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, and great weekend shows with Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Gorka, Wendy Bell. 20 million made the switch and watch Newsmax all the time. Try it. You'll never go back. Newsmax. Real news for real people.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Daddy's belt, mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool.
We are minutes away from the 45th President of the United States joining us on the program today to talk about, well, a lot of stuff. A lot of questions have come up from the audience. We consolidated a whole bunch of questions. We have some callers ready to go. It's going to be something I think you'll really, really enjoy with the 45th President of the United States.
It's China's fault. It should have never happened.
Right. We know. The pandemic, where we stand, all of that. John Phelan, ready to go. Daniel, our next guest from the Center of the American Experiment. Let me get a South Dakota listener in here. Two in a row today on the program. Sylvester, go ahead quickly on what's on your mind. Tell me.
Yeah, Scott. You're the closest thing we have to freedom of the press, and I'm you're not right on it either. But you know, society is fed a well-calculated information diet from CIA-controlled media, and it's obvious. So, you know, we need freedom of the press, and, you know, if we're going to call a convention of the states, what is their goal? You know, they called one in 2015, and it was to address the budget, and they didn't get anything done. South Dakota still has that on the books, you know, and they're trying to use that if we're going to do a convention of the states, you know, then what is the purpose? What's the idea of it right now?
Well, to stop the incredible amount of federal overreach that is happening, that the, you know, the 10th Amendment doesn't mean anything anymore. 10th Amendment said, you know what, federal government can only do what specifically is stated in the Constitution. Otherwise, hands off. Well, that's ridiculous. That vision of the Founding Fathers is gone. And you only need to look at the pandemic to see how badly it's gone. And, you know, the vaccine mandates, find those in the Constitution. It's unbelievable. So that would be my first answer, but there are many examples of it, Sylvester.
Yeah, I think, you know, the first thing is our media. We got to get back control of that. We're supposed to have freedom of the press and freedom of speech guaranteed to us by our Constitution, and we don't have it. We don't have it, and we don't have free elections either.
Well, I think the freedom of the press is there. I think it's just unfortunately abused. I mean, the one thing I will say is there are more news outlets, more news sources. People are able to get more information. That doesn't mean corporate media isn't corrupt and biased and fake. Can I give you one quick example? We had Mike Lindell on yesterday, and some reporter calls him and says, "Are you smuggling pillows into Canada?" And he's like, "No, we're going to fly them in." You're going to fly them on, you drop them from an airplane. No, we're going to have a helicopter. We're going to put little, mini parachutes on these and send them down. And it gets posted at 10 o'clock. I guess that would have been Wednesday night. Mike gets calls from all kinds of other media.
We're up against, you know.
Yes, I know. I know. So, but, I mean, my point is they have freedom to be stupid, right? And you have freedom of speech. That doesn't mean you can get, you know, a newspaper, a television station, and take control of it. It means you can stand up on a soapbox in the middle of Sylvester, South Dakota, and say anything you want to say. I'm sorry, you are Sylvester in South Dakota. Where are you calling from in South Dakota? Just down there in Flag Country.
Morristown.
Say that. Oh, Morristown. Got it. I'm with you on the frustration. We need to do something about it. There's no doubt about it. PetroServe USA brings you the program today. It's Everything's Better with Fish and Fries. That's what's for lunch at Valley City. Meatloaf at MP Avenue, meatballs in Yulin, personal pepperoni pizza at every PetroServe USA with cheesy or garlic bread is $5.99 a day. $5.99. Add a fountain pop, any size, 49 cents. $6.50. You got the lunch of champions there, ladies and gentlemen. Right there, PetroServe USA. The homemade cookies, the caramel rolls, the muffins. Tell them Scott sent you. John Phelan's here from the Center of American Experiment. Two topics in 2 minutes, so we got to fly, John. Inflation, national topic, pinching everybody, worse in parts of North Dakota because of the heavy reliance on the energy industry. What do we do about it?
Well, the first thing you have to do is understand where it's coming from, and it's coming from a much greater rate of increase in the amount of money than in the amount of things to spend it on. Real GDP is up by about 1 or 2% since the back end of 2019 because we've had the pandemic in the middle of that. But the amount of money that there is, the M2 money supply, is up by at least a third. So that it tells you where the problem is. That also tells you what the solution needs to be, which is that we need to stop producing money at that rate. The Federal Reserve needs to stop printing money and buying assets from financial institutions.
Minnesota is, speaking of money, going to spend a whole lot of it, and they have a surplus. You don't have to print it down there. The economy's roaring. They got all this federal money pouring in, which was, of course, printed as well. The forecast surplus is how much, John?
Well, there's several different ways of measuring it. The headline figure is $7.7 billion, biggest in history.
That's leftover money in Minnesota, $7.7 billion. How should it be spent?
Well, it shouldn't be spent. It should be left with the people who it's forecast to come from. Basically, the state government said we need X amount of money for the next couple of years, and it's forecast to take in more than that. If it doesn't need that money, which it said it didn't, it should leave it with the people who earned it, the people who are being squeezed by inflation at the moment.
They've already paid it, though. It's in the coffers of the state government, so the only way you're going to be able to leave it with the people is literally a revolt of taxpayers saying, enough already. How about a rebate? Let's say all $7.7 billion belongs back from the people who sent it. And there's one organization fighting for that in Minnesota. One! AmericanExperiment.org. Find out more about them. President Donald Trump on the Talk Radio Town Hall when we come back.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. Then they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.